From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Republicans in the U.S. Congress revealed their huge national tax rewrite late Friday night. According to the more than 1,000-page bill, a 35% tax rate on corporations would fall to 21%. Republican lawmaker Kevin Brady.
I'm very excited about this moment. It has been 31 years in the making and took a lot of hard work by a lot of people to make this day happen. And I'm proud of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act.
Support is now expected from all Senate Republicans, ensuring narrow approval. Democrats are expected to oppose the legislation unanimously. The legislation represents the first major legislative achievement for President Trump and his party after nearly a full year in control of both Congress and the White House. President Trump resumed his bashing Friday of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Russia probe and left open the possibility of a presidential pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents. Flynn has agreed to cooperate with special counsel investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. The president has repeatedly called the Russia investigation a witch hunt. Early this year, the U.S. intelligence community released a report that stated Russia had meddled in the election, showing a preference for Trump over the Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. For details on more news, please join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Authorities in Indonesia say at least one person died and at least five others are reported injured when a 6.5 magnitude earthquake rocked the capital of Jakarta and other cities on the country's island of Java late Friday. The person who died was trapped in one of several buildings disaster relief officials say collapsed in western Java. Authorities are still assessing the damage and looking for other possible victims from the quake, which struck just before midnight local time. Authorities issued a tsunami warning for sections of coastline surrounding Java, but no tsunami had been detected. The United Nations Children's Fund says that more than half of South Sudan's children have suffered abuse, trauma, and hunger over the past 4 years of war. Released on the fourth anniversary of the start of the war, UNICEF's latest report paints a gloomy picture of childhood in the Central African nation. Get more on the story from Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva.
The figures in the report make grim reading. The UN Children's Fund reports that more than 2,300 children have been killed or injured since South Sudan erupted into conflict in December 2013. And among those who are living, it says around 3 million have very little to eat. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyerak says more than 1 million of those children are acutely malnourished, including 280,000 who are suffering from acute, severe malnutrition.
The child suffering from acute malnutrition is a child who is at risk of dying, at least 9 times more likely to die than a child who has a correct nutrition.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
4 Palestinians were killed, hundreds wounded Friday in violence across the Palestinian territories amid more fallout following President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Clashes came after Gaza's ruling Hamas group called for another day of rage against Trump's announcement last week. Both Israelis and Palestinians claim Jerusalem as their capital. The U.S. Embassy in Myanmar is expressing concern about 2 Reuters journalists who were arrested 3 days ago in the country, which is also known as Burma. The embassy said in a statement Friday that there has been no word of the reporters' whereabouts since their arrest, and authorities have not allowed their families to visit. Journalists were working on stories about a military crackdown in Rakhine State, home of the ethnic minority Rohingyas. A military crackdown in that area has driven an estimated 600,000 Rohingya Muslims into neighboring Bangladesh. The ministry released a photo of the 2 men in handcuffs, although it was not officially notified Reuters of their status. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.